I love to travel the world and share thoughts on positive thinking, positive living, wherever I go. I find it very illuminating. I find it exciting. I find it fun. And I do it all the time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I find it fun to share what I believe all over the world. Really, I imagine my desire, and when I imagine my desire, it is done. I am called to speak in front of people all over the world, and as I do this, I don't always have an opportunity to select what it is they want to talk about. So, as I start to share with people, for instance, I'm having breakfast with the group of people attending the seminar in Nigeria, in Owerri. And we have this large dining room table, chairs all around, and another dining room table out in the other room, chairs all around, and people are sitting all around there, just chatting and enjoying each other and having a lovely meal. And then they say, "Okay, Herb, give us your thought for today now." I say, "Wonderful." And there are all these people are waiting for me to give my thought for today. Now, I leave myself open for my thoughts for today so that I speak on a topic that is of interest to the people that I'm speaking to. So, I look at all these people and I say, "All right, I know what I will speak about." In fact, I don't even say that. I just speak. And so, I begin to give the thought for today. And I let my imagination move in the direction I want it to go, in a positive, uplifting way. And I tell the people, "You are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious, and you are creating here in this world peace on earth, because it's in your hearts and in your mind." Now, I don't know where those ideas come from. All I know is they're in me, and I just let them flow out. And I'm not totally aware of everybody there, but I know some of them are having difficulties with their families. I know others are having financial difficulties. I know others are having health needs. And I know others are having needs of various kinds. But I am called to share with them and reach out and touch each one with whatever it is that they would like to hear. So what I do, I imagine my desire. My desire is to reach out and touch everyone and just let go. And as I do that, my imagination takes over and just flows. And I sort of mingle with the consciousness of each person in the group to whom I'm speaking. And I speak to whatever it is that touches their heart. One concept can touch many hearts. But I speak on many concepts. And as I do this, I let my imagination fulfill my desire to meet the need, the interest, the excitement of each of these people. And so I get very going, I get very intense and very happy with my topic. And I begin to share great thoughts and great ideas. I begin to use words that I'm not used to using. And I think to myself, are these words beyond the vocabulary of my listeners? And then I say them. And afterwards, I talk to my listeners about it. And they say, "Huh, that's ordinary stuff for us. Why was I guided to use words that I wasn't familiar with using?" Well, because these people were ready to use that word to define a whole concept, a whole plethora of ideas that opened doorways for them. Nothing happens by chance in the world. And I imagine my desire, and the way is there to fulfill it. I think my thought, and the way is there to express it. I listen to the people who are listening to me, and then I speak. And then I finish my thought for today, and they say, well, okay, now what about instant illumination? Well, there you go. So, with no topic in mind, I just open my mouth, and I begin talking about an instant illumination concept. Well, I finish that, and then they say, what about the absolute philosopher? Now, and there we go. Here's this large group of people, all with their individual desires or individual programs, and they would like me to speak on absolute philosopher. Well, to me, the absolute philosopher talks about some pretty deep and wonderful things. But I instantly start sharing what I'm thinking, and it is exactly what they want. And then the little children attending the seminar, they look at me and they say, you didn't talk about Mr. Candle. And so Mr. Candle sparkles forth, coming up with ideas, with stories, with imagination, as the storytellers of old used to tell them. And out of this imagination, Mr. Candle speaks of his visit to boys and girls around the country and telling the children all about what the boys and girls are doing and how they work on certain problems. And as Mr. Candle does this, the parents have as great an interest in the story as do the youngsters, because it touches them on a very visceral level, on a very definite local level, in their very heart, in their very soul, in their very stomach. And lo and behold, they've got it. And then, that's not enough, they say, give us a Bible story. And so, instantly, I give them a Bible story. I tell them stories about what Jesus did as he walked through the streets of Nazareth. I tell them about the stories of what Jesus did as he spoke to his disciples. And I make them in a first-person present tense positive. I make them in a manner in which they can readily understand it, and from a viewpoint that wasn't always so obvious. But once that I begin to talk about it, they say, but of course. And to them, the story is as real as anything the Bible could ever prefer to them. And then, of course, we go on, and they say, now, before we go back to our seminar, let's have a meditation. And so then I give a talk on meditation, offering the opportunity how when we meditate upon things that are valuable and important to us. We meditate upon things that we'd like to experience in our life. And in the meditation, those things come forth beautifully, wonderfully, harmoniously, powerfully, and now. And as if that's not enough, they go on and on. And I say, hey, let's get the seminar started now. Let's all get up and take a pause, and then we'll meet in the assembly hall, and we'll have our lecture to continue for our seminar. And they say, whoopee! And I say, you bet. I love that enthusiasm. Ellen listens to the tapes of the talks that I give in Nigeria, and she says, Herb, those are all inspired talks. Those are all outstanding talks. I hear you all the time. I hear you all these many years. And each time I hear you, the talks are interesting. And the talks from Nigeria were just so outstanding. I want to hear them again and again. And I say, well, you know, they're on the internet. Everyone can listen to them as they wish. And that we have such fun putting them there, because that's what life's all about. And you know, that's what the absolute philosopher is all about. The absolute philosopher, I imagine my desire and I manifest it. You too are the absolute philosopher. Let that wisdom, that genius, that magic of the absolute philosopher shine out of you in all that you do, and let your life be as exciting as mine is. I love you. I love you. I love you.